In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is the gracious rule of God through Christ. It is not defined by his authority over nations or his control over nature. It is not seen in those things. But the kingdom of God is seen in the forgiveness of sins. The gracious rule of God through Christ is the forgiveness of sins that he so freely bestows on his church. He rules over sinners. The greedy, the arrogant, the angry, the lazy, the idolatrous fill his kingdom. For it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but it is the sick. So it is not the righteous who need forgiveness, but it is the sinner. So forgiveness reveals where the kingdom of God is present. Forgiveness reveals who dwells within that kingdom. Forgiveness is not a one-time event, but a daily reality. We still rack up debt. God still forgives. We still grow greedy, arrogant, angry, lazy, lustful, and idolatrous. God still forgives. The good that we want to do, we do not do, but the evil that we do not want to do, we keep on doing. And God still forgives. We ruin our relationships, abuse his creation, debase our body, and burden our emotions with guilt, regret, and shame. 10,000 talents is an absurd amount of money. A talent is about 1 month's worth of wages. So this is hundreds of years of money. And so great are our daily sins against God. Yet too often we are none the wiser. But God is. He knows each one. Before he spoke, "Let there be light," he knew every single sin that you would commit. And yet still he crafted your forefather Adam from dust. And still he knits you tenderly together in your mother's womb. So great is his love for you. Still he awakened your eyes this morning and filled your day with mercies that are new. Still he listens with eager anticipation as a father listens to his children's requests. And still he blesses you with far more than you could have asked for or imagined. Far more eternal gifts and yes, even far more earthly blessings than you could have imagined when you were 10, even 20 years old. He forgives your enormous debt, and he bids that you call him Father. And you lay your head down at night, confident that this is true. Forgiveness is his daily activity. As you pick up the words of the Lord's Prayer on your lips, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." It is far more than simply the erasing of a past debt or the promise of a better future. Forgiveness is the very air that we breathe, the oxygen for our existence. It enlivens us, shapes us, and directs us. It is not the path toward godliness, but it is the life of godliness. It is not the door to heaven, but it is heaven itself. For there is no life or salvation apart from the forgiveness of sins. And so this parable instructs us to live as sinners, to pray as sinners, to deal with God and to deal with one another as sinners. Sinners forgiven by our dear Father, sinners washed by the blood of his Son, and sinners sanctified by the Holy Spirit. We own our sins. It's not our wife's fault that we got angry. It's not our children's fault that we lost our temper. It's not work's fault that we are lazy or have daydreamed. It's our fault, our own most grievous fault. Forgiveness is paramount because life is hard and we do not get it right. Daily we stumble, daily we transgress our neighbors, daily we offend our family. We sin and we are sinned against. And Satan knows just the right time to pull one of those offenses back into our minds to fill us with guilt. We feel unworthy to be called a husband or a wife, a parent or a child, a citizen or a worker, for we know what we deserve and what we have done in those vocations. And these feelings are not wrong. If you, O Lord, would mark iniquity, O Lord, who could stand? Without forgiveness, no one can stand. No one can stand next to a wife, a child, a parent, a co-worker, a friend, or a neighbor. No one can stand before God. But forgiveness folds our hands, bows our heads, and opens our mouths. It casts our gaze upon the pierced side of our God. It moves our body to this holy place to stand before a holy judge bearing a burden that only he truly knows. We come as sinners to our God in prayer, both morning and evening. We come as sinners before our God here as we walk into this sacred space. Not one sin is hidden from his eyes. And yet, he remembers your sins no more. The omniscient forgets, not because you have confessed your sin. He forgets because of the blood of Christ. So he casts your sins as far away as the east is from the west. Calvary was a one-time event. It cost him dearly. Forgiveness is not cheap, but it's a blood-soaked declaration. And not the blood of a ram, a goat, or a bull, not even the blood of a pious, godly man, but only the eternal blood of the eternal God would do. A gold chalice barely does it justice, but it's the best that we can do. Human lips should not be allowed to speak such glories, but therein lies the love of your Father. He gives you pastors to speak in the stead and by the command of Jesus Christ. He gives you neighbors to announce it. Forgiveness is not one gift among many, but forgiveness defines him. It reveals him through his Son, and he bestows it in his Spirit so that his forgiveness might envelop you, hold you, and change you. So your conscience is right. You do not deserve to be a husband or a wife, a child or a parent, a worker or a citizen. But forgiveness gives these vocations back to you, the sinner. Do not arrogate yourself to these, but carry them out as a forgiven sinner. Do not imitate this unmerciful servant by setting yourself above others, even if you have been given authority over them. For God has placed neighbors in your home and outside your home so that you might serve them. Especially this is true within the household of believers. This is what St. Paul means when he says, submit yourselves to one another out of reverence for Christ. Life is hard. Sinners make it even harder, intentionally and unintentionally. So let us ease their burden by quickly releasing them from their faults that they have committed against us. And in this we imitate our dear Lord, our Father, who has sent his Son not to punish us, but to bear the punishment for us and to usher in an eternal kingdom built on the forgiveness of sins. When you forgive, his kingdom comes. When you forgive, you show yourself to be a member of his kingdom. When you forgive, you manifest his heart in yours. So let your concern not be about you and the offense given to you, what harm they caused you, or what dishonor they put on you. But let your concern be of them. They are weak and hurting. They have sinned not only against you, but against the Lord who knows the depths of their heart. They need forgiveness. And God has placed you here for just that purpose, that you might forgive even as he has forgiven you. It must dominate your heart and direct your thoughts so much so that you wait with eager anticipation to declare that their sins are wiped away. Now, granted, the emotions may not be on board. Like the unmerciful servant, our fallen flesh wants to hold a grudge, attach a string, or to make sure that they really mean it and will never do it again before we say, I forgive you. So let us continue to confess our anger, our resentment, and our grudges, our stubborn heart, and let us ask God to make us like him once more. It may take some time for the emotions to follow faith, but faith will not let go of the promises of God. Faith won't stop confessing its own sin, for it knows that two wrongs do not make a right, and I am not allowed to hold a grudge simply because someone has sinned against me, lest I condemn myself. Time does not heal all wounds, but faith knows that only forgiveness can heal those wounds. So your need to be forgiven does not mean that you have refused God's forgiveness. It just simply means that you are still a sinner and you still need a Savior. And that is what the kingdom of God looks like here on this earth. A bunch of sinners living, praying, building relationships, yes, stumbling, falling, and hurting one another in untold ways, but always repentant, always forgiven, always forgiving and reconciling, always building their relationships, their prayers, and their entire life on God's forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.